This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So here's Mookie Betts. Bases loaded. Brewers still with a 6-5 lead. 1-0 pitch. And a line drive into center coming in is Perkins. He's there. He makes the catch. And the Brewers survive. 6-5, your final here in Los Angeles. The Brewers love L.A. They sweep the Dodgers in the City of Angels. The first double-digit win streak since 2021 for the crew. It got tense in the ninth, but the Brewers get it done, and they have won their 10th in a row, and they have swept Los Angeles, and they have swept the season series 6-0.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
The Brewers are on fire right now, and as you woke up this morning, you were looking at the standings, feeling good about the Cubs. Cubs had taken 2 out of 3 from the Red Sox. They had the best record in the game as the morning started. And then by the end of the day yesterday, and you look in the standings today and you're like, oh, bleep. Here are the Brewers again. Again, they will not be denied. They won't go away.
And I blame Jeff Levering.
Why? I love Jeff.
Jeff is the play-by-play voice of the Brewers on Bally Sports. And we were all set up for a really fun and relaxing Cubs roll to the division in this town. And God, the love affair is back and everything like that. And then here come the freaking pesky Brewers, and it's on you. You just have to accept the mild wrath. Can you accept it on our behalf, sir?
I absolutely accept it. I will gladly take it. It's kind of been this way since 2017, though. I mean, the Brewers have missed the playoffs just twice since 2017. It's been by one game each time. So no matter what has happened, no matter who is in the mix in the division, the Brewers are right there on their heels, or at least leading the pack. And it's been that way for a long time. Every time you want to count the Brewers out, they just find a way to keep winning ball games. And since May the 18th, they've been the best team in Major League Baseball.
So, Jeff, we were having a conversation with Russ Dorsey about this a little while ago. And since you're there every day, you might be helpful in answering this question. Even though we've seen different people in charge of personnel, even though we've seen a different manager in that time span that you're talking about with the Brewers, how have they been able to organizationally continue to be quality?
I think the biggest thing is that they've identified players that fit. The one thing that you can say about this organization, going back to Craig Counsell's time there and now Pat Murphy's, they were one in the same, essentially, is that no matter what, that clubhouse has been connected. They've had the same type of person. They've had the same type of personnel. And they've been together no matter what. They have always been together. They haven't had, for lack of a better term, they haven't had turds in the clubhouse, right? And that's a good thing. So everybody likes each other. Everybody gets along. Everybody wants to pull on the same rope. And it's a big deal. That's a really big deal. And I think that more than anything, too, the Brewers have been finding these players that have been given up on by other organizations. If you look at the Brewers bullpen, it's an all DFA squad, and they're out there and they're getting an opportunity, and they have a longer leash. They don't have to worry about if they go out there and pitch poorly twice in the same week that they're going to get sent down, or if they go 0-for-12. Over the span of three games, they're not going to get sent down. They have a longer leash in Milwaukee, and because of that, you can play with some more confidence.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Jeff Levering with us here on Spiegel and Holmes. Just like stylistically, I think bottom 10 in home runs, but it's either top 5 or top 10 in walks and stolen bases. You don't strike out. This team doesn't strike out. And it's always... We know the defense is good. We know the base running is good. It's a button-up team. That's the way Cliff Floyd described the whole org a couple years ago, and it's still that way, and it's been that way. Everybody plays clean and smart, and that's got to start very, very low in the org. So when guys get up, they know exactly what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's the thing, Speaks, is that they do play clean. They don't make mistakes, and they put pressure on defenses. If you look at the three games that the Brewers just swept the Dodgers in L.A., you could see every single one of their pitchers, as soon as they were leaving the ball game. You saw it with Clayton Kershaw last night. You heard his quotes, I'm sure. But they are frustrating. You feel the Milwaukee Brewers every time you play them because they are frustrating. They get under your skin. They lead the league in infield singles. They lead the league in bunts, right? I mean, they're going to put pressure in defense. Pitchers don't like fielding bunts. They don't like fielding their position. What are the Brewers going to go out there and do? They're going to put pressure on you. They had a 3-run lead in yesterday's ballgame in L.A. What are they doing? Bunting for base hits because it's available. They will get under your skin so bad and irritate you so bad that you can't wait for them to leave your ballpark. And that's a great feeling. And that's exactly what Pat Murphy wants to see time in and time out.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So Clayton Kershaw threw the glove in the dugout, threw a little tantrum.
I mean, Pages made a terrible play.
I know.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. But like Kershaw, as a vet, like he knows you can't show up your guys. But he realized it and said, "What? I don't have much to say. I'm going to get myself in trouble. So let's call it right." So that's what the Brewers do to you.
Yeah, and that's two in a row for Kershaw, too. His last start in Milwaukee before the All-Star break was also against the Brewers. And the Brewers got two runs, an infield single, a walk, and then a base hit to left field, where it took the left fielder a month and a half to get the ball in. And Clayton Kershaw is standing on the third baseline, and he's screaming at the left fielder, you know what, ball in. And he's screaming it. And the Brewers scored two runs, ended up winning that ball game 2-1. So it's little things like that that the Brewers make you make mistakes that they don't make those same mistakes themselves.
Jeff, how are Pat Murphy and Craig Counsell alike and not alike?
I think that they're alike in the way that they treat their players, right? It's their room. It's about the players. Just make sure everybody's on the same page. Pat Murphy will have once a month meetings with players only. It's the quote unquote pillars, the veteran guys, and they hold each other accountable. It's not this guy's doing that, this guy's doing that. It's how can we be better? How can I be better? How can I be a better leader? And I think Craig does a really good job of that too. Where they're a little different is Pat Murphy's got a little longer leash in terms of how long he'll talk to the media and his tolerance and that type of stuff, where Craig's like, "Dad, I'm done. If I'm done with you, I'm done with you." And that's okay. Everybody's different in that aspect. But I think Murph enjoys the spotlight a little bit more and likes to have a touch more fun with the media in that realm.
After the 8-7 win on Saturday, Murphy said about the team, "It's character revealing, just like a bunch of woodpeckers. You keep pecking away until they say the game's over." That guy, Boog Shambi, likes to say that Pat Murphy is 70 grade funny. Is he 70 yes. grade funny, or does he reach 80 sometimes?
Well, Murph would tell you he's 80 grade funny. I would say that he's in the 70. Yeah, I'd say he's a 70. I mean, his nickname in the clubhouse is Patches O'Houlihan. So, and he's got an average Joe's jersey hanging in his office.
That's
on the
amazing.
Back of the store because he even said it about his team on Friday. They're the average Joe's. Nobody really knows who they are. He said it to the Japanese media. He goes, "You know what? Nobody in Japan right now, because they just played the Dodgers, would be able to pick out two guys from yesterday's starting lineup for the Milwaukee Brewers. But you know what? After that ball game, they're certainly going to know who those guys are." See, but they're a bunch of average Joes, and he is proud of the average Joes.
Well, and even like, you know, the superstar, and obviously he's not quite the player that he once was, but Christian Yelich doesn't think this is some weird year of Milwaukee, like, kind of coming out of nowhere. He's like, this is what we do. Every year we get picked to be a little lower than we should, and every year we rise above. So he fits in still, doesn't he?
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. And he's having a great year. He's got 19 homers. He's swinging the bat exceptionally well. He's been accustomed to being a DH all season long now. But as Yelich has gone, so is the offense. If you look at where this team really started to take off at the latter stages of the month of May, you can go to Christian Yelich's numbers. He was hitting 184 going into that series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And since then, he's one of the best hitters in Major League Baseball. I think it's a 360 batting average. He's hitting homers, scoring runs, he's stealing bases. He's put this team on his back for the last 2 months. And it's no accident that he's right in the middle of things. Now, it's a different guy every night in terms of the offense, leading this team and being a hero. And Caleb Durbin drove in both runs against the Dodgers on Friday. It was a 2-0 ball game. You know, it's a different guy every night, but Christian Yelich is doing Christian Yelich things. He's not quite 18-19 Yelich, but he's having himself a really, really good season.
What do you think they need? Or is the answer they don't need anything? They're competitive the way that they are.
So that's the grand question, right? I mean, they're playing really good baseball, and you're 10 days away from the trade deadline, and the Brewers haven't really gone out and made that big splash of a move since, I'd say, 2018 when they traded for Mike Moustakas. They went out and got Eduardo Escobar in 2021, but they didn't really move the needle the way that they wanted to, and those position players can be pretty expensive too, even though they've been rentals. But the thing with the Brewers is they have to get the right guy. They have to get the person that's going to fit into that clubhouse. Like I said before, they don't have any turds in there, and that's a good thing. And they don't want to bring somebody in that could upset the apple cart. So if they're going to bring somebody in, it has to be the right type of person.
You know, when the Cubs beat the Cardinals in 2015 in the NLDS, it was like – it was a transition kind of moment. Like, all right, I think the Cubs are now better than the division rival in the organizational standard. I think they just passed him up. And we were all expecting kind of a long run of dominance in the division. But then the Brewers in 18, like, especially that tiebreaker game, man, like, it was... the Brewers stepped back on top of the Cubs' throats, and I think they're still the standard. You're still the standard. That you, I know you loved that tiebreaker game. Did you feel the Brewers stepping up as an org in that time period?
I think for sure, more than anything, it made them feel like they belonged, right? And for a long time, it was the Cardinals and the Cubs division, and the Brewers were in that kind of weird transitional period between 2011, and then they had the really good start in 2014 and kind of fell apart towards the end of the year, and then they go through the managerial change in 15. But since, like I said, 2017, they have been in the mix. I mean, everybody has felt the Milwaukee Brewers within this division and within the National League. They haven't had the playoff success that they would like. They haven't won a playoff series since 2018. But they've been there. They've been close. And they're going to have an opportunity again this year. I'm not going to say that everything flipped to the Brewers, but they have certainly put their mark on this division in the last 7 years. There's no doubt.
We are dealing with the growth of a superstar here in Pete Crow Armstrong, and it's been wild. What's it been like to see Miz turn into what he's turned into?
I mean, totally different level, I think, because I've never seen anything like this. And what I can equate it to is what Paul Skeens did last year. Everybody's buying tickets to Paul Skeens starts. But I would also put it on Steven Strasburg on that type of level, even though he wasn't the number one overall pick in the draft, like Paul Skeens was either. He's a fourth-round pick. He's 23 years old. But the kid is incredible. I loved watching him at the All-Star game bouncing around during the swing-off. Like, he was a little kid just enjoying the moment and getting caught up in it. And Schwarber's hitting home runs, and there's Mizorowski, 6'7", baby giraffe, all gangly. And he's just lapping it up like a kid. It was unbelievable to watch because that's the way that he plays the game. He's going to pitch on Tuesday in Seattle. And I have a feeling these Mariners fans and even Brewers fans that might be up here in the Pacific Northwest, there's going to be a good crowd. Everywhere that he has pitched, it has brought big crowds. And he's only made 5 starts. It's incredible the way that fans have been flocking every single time that he has made a start. I've never seen anything like it.
Man, the mild wrath doesn't even feel good because Jeff Levering's too likable, you know?
Yeah, he's super likable.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Yeah.
So
he gets it.
We'll
Jeff,
find somebody else.
We appreciate you. Thanks for giving us a scouting report and a little bit of your time.
You got it, guys. Look forward to the Brewers-Cubs series coming up at the end of the month in Milwaukee.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
That man doesn't seem scared, does he?
He really doesn't. He's a little too comfortable.
He's not scared,
yeah.
and the Brewers don't
Brewers
seem
don't
scared.
Seem scared.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.